Mitch folded his paws, staring back at Tamuk.
I'll sit over here, sire. If I tried anything, you'd say it was a trick. My voices tell me the brown stone is inside your skull. More than that, I cannot say.
Tamuk touched his head again, this time more carefully, running both paws along his jawline, around his eyes and the base of his skull. Suddenly, he jumped up angrily, shaking his head.
This is stupid. You talk in riddles. How can there be a brown stone inside my skull? Rubbish.
He kicked the war helmet to one side. From the mouth of the rabbit skull impaled on its spike, a brown stone rolled forth. Trying not to show his immense relief, Midge pointed.
See, the skull belongs to you. Did I not say the brown stone could be found inside your skull?
Midge Manycoats had guessed correctly. Tamuk Warfang was like any other conqueror, superstitious and ready to believe in omens and signs. Tamuk picked up the simple brown pebble and gazed in wonder at it.
You spoke truly, Migo. You have the gift of a seer. What is my future? Tell me, I must know.
Midge knew now that he had his fish well hooked. Closing his eyes, he sat back, remote and aloof.
I need food and drink now. Rest too. Have quarters prepared for me and my friend Berthel the Silent One. Tomorrow we will talk.
Wrinkle the Ferret was smarting from the beating he had received, but that did not stop him. He limped about the rapscallion camp, looking for the one called Berthel. There was something about the dumb creature that disturbed him. Using the hardwood stick to aid his walking, he crisscrossed the hillside, checking the creatures around the campfires. Maybe it was something in Berthel's eyes, in the way he had looked at him.
If you're after victuals, we ain't got none here, mate.
Wrinkle ignored Sneezewort and questioned Louseworth.
Mayhaps you've seen a raggy old beast about. One of the two came into camp earlier on. Did he pass this way?
Louseworth sucked on a fishbone and thought for a moment.
You mean a silent one? Stay away from him, matey. First blade's orders. Did you hear? Captain Scoop knocked the living daylights out of a few smarty chops that tried interfering with that dumb beast. Stupid fools. Serves him right, I say.
Wrinkle's hardwood stick rapped Louseworth's nose viciously.
When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it, Mudbottom. Now, which way did the dumb beast go?
Sneezeworth pointed toward the stream.
And by us a moment back, headed that way.
Supported by his stick, Wrinkle hobbled off to the stream. Louseworth hugged his nose tenderly as he watched the ferret go.
There was no need for him to do that, was there?